One of the questions which comes up in the world of the Shabbos debate is, how does insurance factor into the situation? If a person lost something, it's insured, so he's going to be reimbursed by the insurance. So how does that impact my responsibility to do a Shabbos Aveda? It's a machlokes on the poskim, and it seems to be that the Ikar Pesach is that the Chasid Yaakov has a tshuva where he says, or Samech has a tshuva where they say that the person's insurance does not bother you from any the responsibility of a Shabbos Aveda. So even though his object is insured, you still have a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, because right now it belongs to you still, and you have a mitzvah to return it to him. An interesting twist to the Shiloh is the other way around. You have an item of a non-Jew, which is lost, insured by a Jewish company. So now, if you return, there's no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda by a Goy. You can do, it more says, the halacha says you can do it for Kiddush Hashem, but you don't have a key of the Shabbos Aveda. But maybe in a situation where it's insured by a Jewish company, and therefore if you do not return it, he'll go collect the money from the insurance company, so now you have a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda to save the Jewish insurance company from a loss. So that is a discussion which seems to be machlokes on that one also, and it seems that Ikar Pesach is, you're not machlokes. Rishon Yeshiva is masupik in this situation. What that segues into the next issue is, we mentioned there is a din of a Shabbos Aveda to prevent the person from having a loss. Kavega seems to be masupik about that halacha, even though it's very difficult because it's a Perisha Gemara, and it's a Perisha Sipin Shulchan Aruch. And if you see a flood coming on somebody's property, you have to stop that flood because you have to save his property from loss. So Kavega's sheet is very difficult to understand in halacha. Kavega does present that as a question. So under that category of preventing a person from having a loss, would go into if you see any damage, you see somebody trying to break into somebody else's house, you have a key to go stop them yourself, it's dangerous, call the police. You see a fire, you have to call you see somebody's lights are left out in his car, you should inform him. Actually, that's even mutter. You can even, situation, maybe we mutter even on Shabbos, if you see somebody's lights on his car would destroy his battery, you could have a mirror lock and be mutter for that purpose. It's depending on the cost of the battery and the amount of, if a person is a poor person, that would be considered a hefsek gadol, and you could do that. A person, when you leave, you're at work, and you have to make sure that you leave at the end of the day, you turn off the lights. That's true for Bachar and Yeshiva also. Bachar leaves at the end of the day, he has to make sure that he turns off the lights, because there's a hefsek to the Yeshiva keeping the lights going the whole night. So that would be something which a person would be mechuyev to do. I want to tell you this interesting psak from Diane Weiss. I think I said this once a few years ago. Don't remember anymore. Diane Weiss passed in a situation. If you see a person who's driving in a dangerous fashion, even though he's Jewish, you're allowed to report him to the police. You must please report him to the police because he's endangering people's lives. That's considered a roide. She says he takes it that far in the tshuva, the person double parks, thereby forcing the people to have to go out, drive around into the other, towards the oncoming traffic. He can say he has a bit of a right if he holds, you're endangering people's lives. The person parks on the sidewalk, forcing people to walk in the street, not onto the sidewalk. You're endangering people's life by making them have to walk in the street. All those people, you're allowed to call the police and have their car towed away. You're allowed to get rid of the guy's woman, whatever it is, because he's endangering somebody's life. He's a bit of a right. That's the sock that Diane Weiss has in that. So if you ever see somebody do something which is causing somebody else danger, you have a key to stop him. A Shabbos Aveda would apply to somebody's goof also. If you know about a person who's selling something and he's a swindler and overcharges, etc., you have a mitzvah to tell the people that they shouldn't have a loss and they shouldn't go to such a store. For example, there's many examples of this idea of helping somebody else not having a loss. Everybody should have a good morning and a good Shabbos. Because there's no school, please remember to take your, on Sunday and Monday, please remember to take your tefillin home.